Good morning and welcome. If you are visiting with us today, we are glad you are here. Thank you for coming to worship with us. We want to give you a warm welcome. Congratulations to all of you who turned your clocks forward this morning. In the church calendar box on the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see a few announcements. We are continuing our study of the book of Galatians on Wednesday nights in our Bible study at 6:30 p.m. in the fellowship hall. If you'll come to that, we will feed you a light meal, and then we will have a Bible study, and then we'll have a time of prayer following that. Our third Sunday family fellowship luncheon for March is next Sunday, March the 15th, and it'll be hosted by Jackie Eggdorf and Summer Sanchez. And we will observe the Lord's Supper on Sunday, April the 5th. The sanctuary flowers today are placed here by Serenelle Champion in memory of Elvis Champion. His birthday would have been last week, I believe.
The second.
The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 10, says, how did God create man? And the answer is, that is the Westminster Assembly's answer for what it means to be created in the image of God. Man is created in the image of God, in knowledge, righteousness, holiness, and with dominion over the creatures. Our call to worship this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Would you read it with me responsively? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom.
Sing psalms and hymns.
Please stand and let's sing together the doxology. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, who rules forever by your power, whose eyes watch the nations, how glorious is your name, how awesome are your deeds. May the whole earth be filled with your glory. May this house of worship be filled with Your praises. And may our souls find rest in You and You alone, for our salvation comes from You alone. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who has made a propitiation for our sins, who also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 111. This is My Father's World. Will you take a hymn book and turn to hymn number 111 and stand while we sing all three stanzas of This is My Father's World. And we'll continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. Confess our faith together, our common faith, using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. to you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come to this place once again this morning realizing that we are unfit for heaven, that we are unworthy of your favor, and that we are unable to rectify the situation. All of our self-righteousness is rubbish, but we have a righteousness from Jesus Christ that is ours by faith. It is a lesson that we need to relearn again and again and rejoice in it. We pray that you would forgive our sins of thought and word and deed. We pray for the sick, especially for those who have requested prayer. We think of Steve Jameson, and we pray for James Knox Badley, and we think of Ursel King, our brother. We pray for them, Lord, that you would attend to their needs. And if it should be within your perfect will, to heal them. Father, we pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever people are assembled together to hear the Word of God preached in spirit and in truth. We pray your blessings upon those assemblies. Father, we pray that your Spirit would be our teacher today, and let us learn to renounce all confidence in the flesh, to rely on Jesus Christ so that His righteousness is credited to our account. And let us be encouraged to press on toward the goal to win the prize for which you have called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. Responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 98. You'll find it on page 820 in the back of your Trinity hymn book. So please turn to page 820 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. And let's read from Psalm 98 responsively. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. The Lord has made His salvation known. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen His salvation and have come.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
First, hear a song of music.
Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing.
With trumpets and blasts of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
Let the sea respond and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. Our next hymn is number 254. Would you please turn to hymn number 254? And let's stand and continue to worship our God by singing stanzas 1, 3, and 5 of Alas and Did My Savior Bleed.
And in my
You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, You did not spare Your only Son, but delivered Him up for us all. And You have blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. You've also blessed us materially. So we bring these offerings to You out of gratitude and with cheerful hearts, praying that You would take them and use them to increase and advance Your kingdom both here and even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. This morning comes from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Revelation 21, 1 through 8. And this is what it says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And He who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also He said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from that passage after the choir sings. At this time,
my heart is on fire. you.